Rabbi Hashem, this week we're going to learn Parshas Nitzavim. As always, the Torah Shmuel Nishmas, Rav Geshem and Rav Aridim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, we're told from Shem Vayachai that this is referring to, Hayom is always referring to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's apt that this is told to us that we gather together on Rosh Hashanah, and the way we prepare in order to be able to be Nitzavim for a day, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, for the 2 days Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, in the correct order of Roshechem, Shivtechem, Zikneichem, Shudrechem, and Kodesh Yisrael. In the parasha, we have the famous psukim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki ha-mitzvah hazo is asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo lifnei simcha v'lo rechoka hi.
And
the Mepharshim say this is referring to Torah, referring to Tshuva, and therefore it's also part of an aptly part of our parasha. The Alshich says, if you're on the words, Mi Yale Lono Hashamayma, we know that the Rosh HaTevis of Mi Ya'aleh Lonu HaShamayma is Rosh HaTevis Mila, and the Sofer Tevis of Mi Ya'aleh Lonu HaShamayma are Sofer Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frank the Alshich, one would have thought the Shem Hashem should come Rosh HaTevis, and the mitzvah should come as the Sofer Tevis. There's obviously a message over here. There's something that the Rabbeinu Shalom in his Torah is being meramez to us by virtue of the fact that he makes the Rosh HaTevis the mitzvah, and his name, the Sofer Tevis. What is the Rabbeinu Shalom telling us with that? So says the Alshich, that if we take out the letters of the Rosh Tevis and Sofer Tevis, and just work out the gematria of the remaining letters of the words Mi Ya'aleh Lonu HaShamayma. So Mi Ya'aleh Lonu HaShamayma without Rosh and Sofer Tevis. Well, Mi is Rosh and Sofer. So in Ya'aleh you have an Ayin and a Lamed. In Lonu you have a Nun. And in HaShamayma you have a Shin Mem Yud Mem. When you add those all up, it comes to the gematria of 530, where the kollel is gematria of Klal Yisrael 531. Yisrael is 531. In other words, the middle osius refer to Yisrael. So he says that's what happens. Mila.
It's 541.
Person has, sorry?
Yisrael
is Yud Sin. Yisrael of Lam is 541. And let's work out the middle ones. You've got here an Ayin and a Lamed, that's 100. And a Nun is 50. And a Shin is 450. And a Mem and a Mem, a 450 and a Mem is 490. And a Yud is 500. And a Mem is 540. 40. Yes, Taka, you're right. 540 and 541. She says, this is what happens. First, the Rosh HaTevis are Mila. The Yid has to have Mila. In order to be have a Shem Yisrael, we first have to have Mila. And then, when we've had Mila, after that, we're called Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stemples his name on us. That's the Alshich, and that's why it's in that order. That's why it's in that order. So he says, it's an amazing thing. The Kliyoka says, we see how beautiful and how important the mitzvah of Mila is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the mitzvah of Mila even before his name. He says that's hinted to in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Ches, Ki higdalta shimcha, ki higdalta al kol shimcha, you made greater than all of your name, imrosecha. What's imrosecha? Mila. Soso noichi al imrosecha, kamoitzi shal arov. We know that imrosecha is referring to Mila, so we say it always. More on Shabbos of Kuf Lamed, that's why we say it by every bris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yeah, ki higdalta al kol shimcha." So David HaMelech, you made greater than all of your name, imrosecha, your mitzvah Mila, that it brings such a nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives it precedence here in this Rosh HaTevis are Mila, and only in the Sefer Tevis are So he says that shows us Mila, the chashivas that's given to it. The Ben Ishchai adds on, he says also the fact that Yisrael is put before the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the middle letters of Yisrael, shows us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us as Klal Yisrael. There's the mitzvah of Mila, the beauty of the mitzvah of Mila. followed by Yisrael, followed by Yud Kei Vav Kei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you come first. And we're surrounded on either side by the mitzvah of Mila and by the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. He says, if you add up the word Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26, and the word Mila, Mem Yud Lamed Hei, is 85. Those are either side of Klal Yisrael. 85 plus 26 is 111. The gematria of the word Pele, Pei Lamed Aleph. So he says, Noiro Sihilois Oisefela. When do we say those words? In the Shira. What precedes those words in the Shira? Or what preceded happening there? We said, V'hamayim lohem choyma, miminom and mismoilam. There was something that was a choyma, that was there for Klal Yisrael as a wall on either side of them. He says, that's the Shem Hashem and the mitzvah Mila. And Klal Yisrael are the Noiro Sihilois Oisefela. The Rebbe has made a Pele, has put us Klal Yisrael in the middle. That's the beauty of what of the psukim over here. What's merumas in the psukim, not just this beautiful remez, but it actually is a message for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us Klal Yisrael. Every yid has brismila, and every yid is the mitzvah brismila is so important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki gdalta al kol shimcha imrosecha. And more importantly for us to know now is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us Klal Yisrael, and therefore he puts us right at the beginning.
So we are Klal Yisrael. Either side of us in the shir and the yom.
The Hamayim Lahem Chayma, Miminam and Mismoilam. The Pasuk then carries on and says, Kikoro ve'elecho ha'dovar ma'oid, b'ficho v'vav chala soysoy. The Ben Ish Chai says a beautiful thing. He says, you know, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuke Klal Yisrael and inform them that if they didn't better their ways, there was going to be a Churban. Yirmiyahu HaNavi came to Klal Yisrael and he said, Shimu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov. Listen, Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov. And the Medrash tells us that he was coming there to tell them they weren't keeping Shabbos. And because of that, he told them this, Chavri, you've got to start keeping Shabbos. If you don't keep Shabbos, there's going to come a Churban. Devar Hashem is referring to Shabbos. As we see from that Medrash, we see that was what Yirmiyahu was telling them. If you start to keep Shabbos, even though you've been over on all the other Aseres Hadibras, over on Anochi Lo Yielecho, they were over on Lo Sinof, they were, But if you keep Shabbos, then there's a vitra. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring you back. Why? As we know, Shabbos came to Klal Yisrael and said, every other day of the week has a ben zug. Yom Aleph has Beis, Gimel has Dalad, Hey has Vav, and Shabbos I'm left on my own. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, the Medrash Marish says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Knesset Yisrael yiye ben zugach. Klal Yisrael will be your ben zug. Oh, but that's only if we're keeping Shabbos. If we're not keeping Shabbos, then we're not the ben zug of Shabbos. And Shabbos can have that complaint. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to Yirmiyahu, go and tell Klal Yisrael they've got to keep the Dvar Hashem. And Yishayahu HaNavi says about Shabbos, it says, Mimtzoi chafetzecho v'daber dover. We learn from that, Shalo yehi diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha v'chol. The person has to be, we don't talk about weekday things on Shabbos. And that Chazal tell us that dibur is asur, up here hurim mutarim. But if says the Ben Ish Chai, if we're going to have Shabbos as being our ben zug, then although the Rosh Hashanah Shulchan Aruch is hirhur ba'asok of mutar, or mikol makim, mishum oinig Shabbos mitzvah shaloi lachshav b'yam klal, v'yehei be'inov ki'ilu kol melachto yasuya. And that's what we're meant to treat Shabbos as our ben zug. We're meant to be mechabed as Shabbos. That means, yes, yeah, strictly speaking about the hirhurim mutarim. Abba says the Shulchan Aruch, it's your ben zug. You're with it for Shabbos. You're with your ben zug for this day. So treat it in, be mechabed that Shabbos, and not to speak about it. He says the Ben Ish Chai, that's hinted to over here. Ki kori ve'elecho hadavar ma'oid. What's this davar? Shimu devar Hashem. When Yirmiyahu says, attend to them. Devar Hashem is Shabbos. Ki kori ve'elecho hadavar ma'oid. The davar of Shabbos is very near to you. Beficho ubilvavcha la'asoysoy. Not only should one not talk about diburi masurim, of diburi choyl on Shabbos, but even in one's heart, bilvavcha la'asoysoy as well, one shouldn't think about it. And that's something that we can be nizein on Shabbos as well. So, with that in mind, move a little bit to what we have in these upcoming days. In Hoshea, Perek Vav, begins like this. L'chu v'noshu el Hashem. Klal Yisrael, go and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu torof v'yirpoenu yach v'yach b'sheinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has caused us pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has caused us to be wounded, so to speak. But he's healed us. And he puts us on a bandage. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. So a lot of the Mefarshim say this is talking about the first and second Churban, the two galuyos of Mitzrayim and Golus Bavel, the Chayenum Yichayenum Yoymayim. But then we went back into Golus. Then we're going to have a Geula. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat. One side, the Vilna Gaon said that Chazal say that today we are living in the Schus of Akedas Yitzchok. That's what we're living in, the Schus of Akedas Yitzchok. Vilna Gaon, one second. Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Meleka. How can we be living in the Schus of Yitzchok if Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Meleka? So the Gaon, no, it's hinted to in this pasuk.
So who said we're living in the Schus
of Chazal? Chazal brings down that we live today in the Schus of Akedas Yitzchok. So what do you mean? B'Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Meleka. So the Vilna Gaon, there were 3 days on which Akedas Yitzchok story took place. There were 2 days to get there. And the third day was the actual Akedah. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. We're being kept alive from the 2 days Hachana. Vayom HaShlishi, when we're going to have that third day, the mitzvah of the third day, you're right, Tzchar Mitzvah HaAl Malekah. That's Yekimenu v'nichel Levanov. That will give us Tchiyas HaMesim, and then we'll be able to live with the Rebbeinu Shalom Mitaka when we nifter. We now, tomorrow, Shabbos, Sunday, are the 2 days that preceded Akedah. Akedah Zitzchok, we learned about it on Yom Tov, because it happened on Rosh Hashanah. So we have the 2 days of Shabbos and Sunday to replicate the Yechayenu Miyoyimoyim, to prepare ourselves, so that, yeah, the Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Melechah, say to my boy, and that's what really doubled for on Rosh Hashanah anyway, but to have the year ahead of us, Yechayenu Miyoyimoyim, that we can have from these upcoming 2 days, we prepare ourselves, and one of those is Shabbos. We know Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. The bracha from the entire week is Nichlal in Shabbos, which means the bracha of the upcoming Monday and Tuesday, the upcoming Rosh Hashanah, is already Nichlal in this Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha for the whole coming week. In this Shabbos already, by being Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos, by being Mechaved Es HaShabbos, we can already begin to infuse the days of the upcoming week with bracha, so that we should be ready for the days that are gonna come, and that we're gonna be ready to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on those 2 days. I saw an amazing B'nai Yisoschos, B'Shem the Ramah Mipanu. B'nai Yisoschos says in the name of the Ramah Mipanu, that there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says if two people come to a Din Torah, one of them is an Oni Morod, and he comes dressed in his shmatas, and the other one is a Oshim Muflug, and he comes dressed in his silk clothes worth thousands of dinarim. The Dayanim will turn to the wealthy man and say, either you put on shmatas like him, or dress him like you're dressed. Why? Because when the poor man sees you and your prestige, he may feel inhibited, and nistatmu ta'anoisav, his tainus will go away from him because he feels that he's being treated differently. So your choice is either dress in shmatas like him, or dress him like yourself. Kav Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom, says to Klal Yisrael, we say this every day now in Slichas, come on, let's have a vikuach. Let's have a Klal Yisrael. I mean, toveya you to a vikuach, to a din. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the din with us, with the two plaintiffs, with the two baalei din. Daniel says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is cloaked in pristine cloaks that are white like freshly fallen snow, and he's coming to take us to din. What do we look like in shmatas? So Rebbeinu Shalom, you're the Aisha. Either you got to put on the shmatas, that's not going to happen. So you got to dress us like you. And you know what? I'll have no choice. So im yadimu katoila katzera yiyu. That's the second part of the puzzle. If you become nobody bachar yom Hashem, im yadimu katoila katzemer yiyu, im chateichem kashanim kashaleg yalbino, im yadimu katoila katzemer yiyu. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm taking you to din, and I've got to cleanse you. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing that Taka, we're going to be cleansed when it comes to din. Oh, on the other hand, it's a bit of a pella. It means that there's no din really. Rebbeinu Shem is Tavayas the din. By him being Tavayas the din, he's the Oisha. The Rebbeinu Shem has to cloak us like himself. So you know what? We're sorted. Every year we can do what we want. And at the end of the day, Rebbeinu Shem is Tavayas the din. And we're going to be... So the son-in-law of the Imre Emes, which I've forgotten the name of his sefer, he gave a hesped for the Chofetz Chaim. So Yotzak was just now, this past week. And in his hesped for the Chofetz Chaim, he asked this question. So, Gevaldi Gevav from the Ramami Panu. We're sorted the Bedin. The Rebbeinu Shemim Tevias, he has to cleanse us. He's got to pour us. We've got to be cloaked like him. Oh, but does that mean there's no din? So he said, no, I want to. Let's go back to our original Gemara, where this is learned from. What does the original Gemara say? If you have two Bali Din who come to the din, and one of them is dressed in shmatas, and the other one's dressed in beautiful, pristine, silk, expensive clothes. Because the Oni feels inhibited, so he would tell the Oisha, sort him out. What if the Oni would turn around and say, I'm fine, I don't care about this Oisha. In my shmatas, I'll handle with him. I don't care about my shmatas. They don't bother me. They don't make me feel inferior. I'm fine to deal with it. Shoin. Then we don't need to tell the Oisha to dress him in, to either dress like him or not. We leave him the way he is. So he says that's pshat in what the Ramami Panu meant. If we come to Rosh Hashanah, we say, Rosh Hashanah, I don't care about my various. I'm sorted out. Yeah, I'll take you on, Kav Yochel, Rachman and Itzan. And the Rebbe Shem doesn't need to change us. If we come by Achnoi, Rebbe Shem, you're taking us to din. I can't even say anything because the Achnoi, a person comes feeling that Kedali Mucharoshim, Dafak Nidda Losecho. We come to the Rebbe Shem and tuck it. And the Rebbe Shem opens up for us and he gives us that opportunity. He says, that's what we begin. We start the L'cho Hashem Atzdoka, L'on Ebeshes Habonim. We can't stand in a din with you. We can't be Ebeshes Habonim. That's the case of the Rebbeinu Shalom. L'chuna v'nei ochi Yem Hashem, Yem Yuchat Ha'inichim Kacholim, Shalei Gabino, Yem Yagadimu Katoilo, Katzemer Yiyu, and Taka, the Rebbeinu Shalom cleanses us, and he takes away all the Chatoim. And that's how we ready ourselves really for the Yom HaNorah. Ready ourselves b'hachno. We read the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'salachta l'avayninu ki rav hu. You know, the Yetzirah is rav. He's massive. You've put us in a world which is Yetzirah conducive. You gave us our Yetzirah as soon as we were born and only gave us our Yetzirah 12 or 13 years later. So it's lopsided. And ki rav hu, he's so powerful. But it's not what we want to be. And we're ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, and because we have that emunah, we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom that's not who we really are, that's not, and we made our Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, cleanses us, and gets us through the din of Rosh Hashanah. You know, the simonim of Rosh Hashanah is an amazing inyan of simonim that we have on Seder night, simon, or milsahu, like the Gemara in Horia says, and whatever a person can do in any language, in any way, is we should have a simon. The Chofetz Chaim writes that a person that each yirotz and one says a tefillah, and because of that, there are those that say you can use the Shem Hashem when you say it. And it's all to Simana Milsi, it's taka tefillah that this should be, it should, with the simon that we do, there's a tefillah that it should be like that. The Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah writes that because of that, there's an Indian not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, because it's also a simon that my muzzle should be awake the whole year. The Arizal said that's in the first part of the day, because after that, but Yoshe bottle, because Yoshe in Domi, if someone's sitting around doing nothing, and that's also Kiyoshim, because the muzzle is also doing nothing then. And fuck everyone, an active muzzle, and maybe I should be active in Torah, and avoid the mitzvahs, and tilling, whatever it is that can, they say, granted the briskerov, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, he would sit there all the spare time in Rosh Hashanah learning to him, saying to him. People came to him afterwards and said, Talmidim, why are you not learning? So he says, I tell you, every moment in Rosh Hashanah is so precious. When you learn, inevitably, you've got to get up to get a sefer to look up something. So I bother this part of the learning, but I'm missing out seconds, and every second is so valuable for the outcome of the coming year that he used it to say to him. There was a Talmid of the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Mishneh Berurah. After all these simonim, the most important simon is not to be bakas at all on Rosh Hashanah. That's the most important simon. One of his talmidim was once sitting by him, Rosh Hashanah, and said over that the Chofetz Chaim, when he came to the simonim, he said to the people who sat around his table, that the biggest simon of the simonim that a yid can accomplish and achieve on Rosh Hashanah, he said, there's no more beautiful simon than the ha'oras ponim of one yid to another yid. Person smiles at another yid, gives bracha to another yid, helps another yid, is mechazak another yid. That's a simon. That's a simon above all simonim. And kol ha'marachim al abrius, marachim al min ha'shamayim. So ma'avi al midosah, ma'avi na al kol b'shabbos. He says on Rosh Hashanah, the person should do whatever they can to give benevolent. That simon itself of radiating simcha ava achva v'reus to others is itself a good simon that in return HaKadosh Baruch Hu radiates ava achva v'reus back to us, and that way we're zeicha b'din. I want to show you that I saw an amazing of Shlomo Kruger, Chochma Shlomo, on the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. He brings this Indian of the Simonim. He says an amazing thing. Shulman says, "Hey, Adam, Rogil Lechel Rosh Hashanah Simon Tovkuf Pei Gimel. A person should be Rogil Lechel Rosh Hashanah Rubia Dahino Tilson Kaiti Silka Tamri Kara. Ukshayoicha Rubia Yoma Yiratzen Shiyibus Chayisa Shiyisene Kaiti Yichusul Seninu Silka Yistalkavenu Tamri Yitamus Seninu Kara Yikra Gzadinenu Vikru Ulefanav Chayisenu. Veish Ramal Veish Nargim Lechel Tapuach Bidvash Tapuach Mosaik Bidvash. For even Tischadu Shalenu Shana Tovim Masuka. The Ben Ishchai said, what's the reason?" For having an apple is that when Yaakov Avinu came in to get the brachas from Yitzhak, he came inside and it says that reach benika reach asoda shebrecha Hashem, and they came inside with him a reach of a state tapuchim. Rashi says, so he says to remind us of that the state tapuchim is the reach that with that came the brachas. So with that we want the brachas to come. But listen to these words of Rav Shlomo Kluger. It says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this whole thing that we have dvarim tovim masukim ein hakavana derech tefillah. He's argued, it's not to do with tefillah. They ain't mocking with tefillah b'shas achila. You're eating now. We're davening, Maariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, that's a tefillah. Tehillim in between. But then there's, like Nechemiah said, L'chu ichlu mashmanim, shlud matakim, shilchum anis le'in nocheloi, and you should be happy, ched vas Hashem him o'uzchem. Ain mocking with tefillah b'shas achila. Rak. The whole Indian of the Simonim is an Indian of being mechazik our bitochen and emuna. Kimare, because when we have these Simonim, we are showing shemamin uvoiteach shekein yihye, that we are mamin and boiteach that this is what's going to be in the coming year. To Rosh Hashanah yihye adam mesameach, on Rosh Hashanah a person should be so happy that he's mesameach others. Va'omer kol ma she'osu hu yisbarach havo l'toiva. A person who's mamin, in that everything that Ibishtah has done to date has been l'toiva, even if I haven't understood it, will change that everything in the future will be l'toiva and I'll understand it and will be toiva for me. When a person's finished tefillah shachris, he should say, Kol mad ovid rachmano l'tav ovid. V'gamzu l'toiva. Because I'm a chazim my emuna in the Rabbeinu Shvelim. I'm a chazim my bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that ensures that I have a good din. V'lochim ha'aytaymer, tiknu lechol ma'acholim tovim ma'sukim, v'loy ma'aleim kein. And to say about them, they're tovim, they're ma'sukim, they are remez to good and sweet things in the coming year. Kedeshim chas v'sholam nigzar lehepech, yenepech alidei amir ezul le'tova omen kein yirotzim. That this, the Indian of the Simonim says a new way of looking at the Simonim. We come to our Simonim, and instead of it being we're in the middle of our Suda, we're going to have moments of Tefillah. No, it's moments of Mechazik, being Mechazik, our Emunah, and we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. We pick up an apple, and we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Shetechadi Shalainu Shana Tov Masuka, you have the Koyach, it's only you have the Koyach, it's only you can decide, and you can make it happen, and I'm ma'amin with that there's nothing else in the world that can do it. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm taking here my karti, and I'm saying, Shiyichrusu Sainainu, only you can do it, only you have the power to do it, only you are the one that can make them my Sainu and take them away. I'm asking you, Shiyikra, Kazaratinainu, Vikrufan of Sukhoyainu, because only you can do it, only you can make it happen. It's Mechazak, our Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a similar way, we say this Rebbeinu every time we bench. Every single time we bench, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomid Loi Chosar Lonu, it's never been lacking, and there will never be lacking for us. How do we know? What we're saying is, the Rebbeinu Shalom, like you have never been short, you will never be short, and therefore our emunah and betochen in you is that you will always have, and we will always be recipients of that, because that's our emunah and betochen. And the more emunah and betochen we have, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that guarantees that we actually receive it. That's what the Sefer HaChinuchin, when he talks about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, in Parshas Ekev says he has a Kabbalah from his rebbes that anyone who's Zohar in Birkas Hamazon,
the
Sefer Achinuch, Parnososa Mezoinosov Metsuyin Loi Bechavoid Kol Yomov. What is Zohar B'Birkas Hamazon? A few extra minutes to understand these words. Tomid Loi Chosar Lanu Va'al Yachsar Lanu. We're never going to be lacking. Because if we're marvin that that's the source, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Makor, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is the benevolent one, Shebechein, Bechesed, Levarachim, Munoi Tzenechem, Lechol Basar Ki, Le'olam Chastoi, then if we're to our God, Tomid Loi Chosar Lanu, Va'al Yachsar Lanu, it's guaranteed we're going to have it. And that all begins this Shabbos. As we think, we come to the end of the Suda on Shabbos, and we think, oh, we finished the Suda, now we need to bench, because there's a mitzvah to bench after the Suda. And then we sing Kol Mekadesh Shvi, and we say, if you know why you have Suda on Shabbos, Soya Dimboy, Levorech Shalish Barmim. We don't bench because we've just eaten. Do you know why we have Suda? In order to be able to bench. Why? Shabbos is Mekor HaBrocha. Shabbos is Mekor HaBrocha. So on Shabbos is the source of all Brocha. How do we ensure that that Brocha is there? By starting with, we're benching. And we need to eat in order to be able to bench. So Sayadimboy, Kedi Lavore, Shalish Khamin. We have the Suda in order to be able to bench. We're bench, and Machazak Aimuna, I'll be talking in Akadosh Baruch Hu. And Mimela, we're guaranteed Amazonis. And therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, it's important that at the end of our Suddhas, we're in the frame of mind through our Suda, and to the end of it, that it's Machazak Aimuna, we're talking that we're able to bench with this in mind. We all need Mazonis and Parnosa for the coming year, and this guarantees it for us, that by being Machavan, and being Niza in Birk Samozin, it ensures and makes sure that we have for us this Inyan, it's Mechazaka Amunah, Mechazaka Abitochen, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is for us, a day where we are Mechazaka Amunah and Abitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I may have said this before, but it's Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz writes that there's a saying, Tefillah b'li kavana k'guf b'li neshama. And the misunderstood saying is if to say, if you don't have kavana when you daven, then the tefillah is like guf b'li neshama, which basically means a dead body, and it's useless and worthless. So as Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz, that's not pshat. Without going into all the background detail, but he says that tefillah b'li kavana k'guf b'li neshama is two types of karbanos. He says there's a type of karban which is an animal, it has a chelek which is mechapa for our guf, the body, and a chelek which is mechapa for our neshama, the nefesh abahami, the five senses, the feelings that the animal had as well. There's another type of a karban which is a karban mincha. It's an inanimate object, so it's only mechapa really for our guf. It's not mechapa for our neshama. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what the best carbon to me is? The one carbon about which it says V'nefesh Kisakriv. All the other ones says Adam Kiyakriv. V'nefesh Kisakriv. What do you mean nefesh? There's nothing for the nefesh in this carbon. It's a carbon mincha. And the Rebbeinu still says it's a V'nefesh Kisakriv type of carbon. And it's the Spitz carbon by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Why? Because who brings that carbon? Someone who can't afford a behemoth, he can't afford a cow, he can't afford a sheep, can't afford the two birds, he brings a mincha. The Rebbeinu Shleilam says, but you know what? When he brings that carbon, he comes b'hachna. He comes to me and he says, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I need a kapara. Can you just give it to me? Give me a kapara of the mincha. He says, that's pshat. Tefillah b'li kavana k'guf b'li neshama. It doesn't mean that there's nothing in this carbon. It's a carbon mincha. But there's one condition. We have to daven out tefillah with hachna. We may not have kavana, so we think it's not worth anything. No, it's not that it's not worth anything. It's a carbon mincha. And as long as it's accompanied by hachna, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the tefillah that I want. And that's again, Kedali Mukharoshim Dafaknu Dolosecha, we're banging at your door, Rabbi Shleilam, we're battered, we're bruised, we battle and we get battered and bruised by the Yetzirah, by the Satan, and we're asking for you to let us in. That's what the day of Yom Tov is for us, a day where the Rabbi Shleilam wants us to focus on the future. I think it was the Chofetz Chaim who said, it's almost like a person comes to Rosh Hashanah and that's it. There's nothing from the year before. Everything from the year before is finished. You have to, we're a new person. Got to open a new bank account, new passport, new everything. Because there's a new Kiddush Yom Shemayim of Toshin Pei that's about to begin. And whatever we invest, that's the Simona Milsi, what we invest in those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we're creating the cell which contains in it the whole DNA coding for the coming year for ourselves. And that comes by instilling emunah and bitochen in ourselves. Spend the day thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about how, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us alive, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us functioning, the tovus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And that generates a simcha in our heart, that we're by the Rabbeinu Shem. You know, the famous story of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe was sitting, the Gemara in Ksuba says he was sitting on a little eagle which was being chased by the shark that wanted to shecht it, came and nestled in the cloak of Rebbe. What did Rebbe say to him? Leich, gilinkach nitzartem, pushed it away, you gotta go and get shechted. And because he didn't have sufficient rachmanis on that eagle, he suffered terrible, terrible pain when he went to excuse himself. The pain and the screams from the pain could be heard kilometers away. Until 13 or so years later, his maid was cleaning and she came across a little cockroach and she was about to kill it and he said, no, v'racham aval kol ma, so I'll leave it alone. And he became healed. What was the tiny on Rabbeinu HaKadosh? He's right. What's a calf created for? Either to grow up to be an ox to pull the plow, or to be shechted, for its meat to be eaten. The taina was, when a nivra comes to another nivra, and nestles in its cloak, and it's looking for protection, then you gotta have rachmanis. That's what the Gemara shows us. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it came for protection to you. You gotta have rachmanis, you gotta protect it. We come to the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, B'tzeil k'nofecho yechesoyun. Rabbeinu Shalom, we're coming to you for protection. Rosh Hashanah arrives, we realize the Mekatrigim that could be, oh, we're coming to you for protection. We want to be part of yours. And that's the paradigm of Rosh Hashanah. But on the one hand, it's a Yom Oyom Menoro. On the other hand, it's a day of tremendous Simcha. Because we know that we are Kali Shalom guaranteed that when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Bonim Lashem Elokeichem, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to nestle in your nest. We want protection in your cloak. B'tzeil k'nofecho, in the shadow, in the shade of your wings, Yechesoyun, you should give us protection and you should look after us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minadin, that's what has to happen. Someone who comes, a Nivra that comes for protection has to be protected. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then protects us. At the same time, we're tremendously besimcha. The Rabbeinu Shalom has given us this day. It's the first of 10 days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you come back home. You've come back home to me. You're back home with me. What happens when a child is recalled back home? The first day, it hasn't been a whole year back with the parents. What's the first day? They spend together the first day reacquainting itself with one another. They're not talking about anything that may have happened between them or anything that may have ruined their relationship in the past year. No, that's not for now. Now, it's reacquainting ourselves with each other. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And by that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws us near. It's a day that he's made specially that we can invest in and bring for ourselves, infuse ourselves with more emunah and more bitochen, and the more we infuse ourselves with that recognition and understanding that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to look after us, and he wants to take care of us. And the more we realize that, the more he's going to, that generates, the more we, every bit of investment of that in ourselves, every more recognition, every little bit more of recognition that we have of the Rabbeinu Shalom in our lives, that itself brings us simcha and guarantees us also a better din, which in turn gives us simcha as well. And that's why kiched vas Hashem, simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the fact that he is our Avinu Shebashamayim, he is there for us, he ma'uzchem, that's our strength, and that's what's going to guide us. And be'ez Hashem, with that, we should be zoicha, we should be ready. Yechayenu miyoymoyim, we should have these next days of Shabbos and Sunday, or the 2 days of preparation for the Akedah, that were then prepared, and those 2 days should get us, that yechayenu v'ayom ha'shlishi, and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah on the Yom HaShlishi, yekiyemenu, the Rabbeinu Shalom, yechayenu v'kiyemenu, the Rabbeinu Shalom should lift us up and give us kiyum for the coming year, brachos, yeshuas, parnosa, nachas, everything that anyone wants for themselves and for each other, and it should be a year of brocha, hatzlocha, ke'ula shleima, and together we should all go on Kegel Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'mehira v'yameinu amen.